What is it that people sometimes see at night that frightens them?
Well, I've heard of folks seeing the flying saucers and all of that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. spooks. And
okay. Did you ever see any when you were working in the cemetery? You don't believe in that stuff, huh?
I know. That's the safest place to go is the cemetery.
Yeah.
Because those are harmless folks there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why there's a fence around the cemetery?
Keep the devil out. No, they put the fence around the cemetery there to keep the animals and stock and stuff uh-huh. out from going in and walking all over the graves and uh-huh. all that kind of stuff. Herds of cattle and things of that kind.
My dad used to say the reason they put a fence around the cemetery is because people were dying to get in.
Yeah.
What kind of a house would spooks live in?
Oh, spooky house.
Okay. What else would it call?
The country in Europe where leprechauns are supposed to come from.
Just an old...
What? Leprechaun?
Shanty of a house.
Your favorite color
what
is green?
What they used to call a spook house.
Green, huh?
It's kind of an old...
Shanty
mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
Where do Irish people come from?
Have you ever had any houses when you were growing up that were like that?
I never have, but I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I never did.
And then that city way down the tip of
Florida, you could hear all kind of creaky noise and funny voices and things like that in there. I never did believe in nothing like
mm-hmm.
that. So I never. Taking a pen of time with it.
would you ever call it a haunted house?
Once
before,
oh,
yes,
members of the church.
I've heard them calling it a haunted house.
Bay.
All of that.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what would you say to somebody if you enjoyed your visit?
Church.
You might say, come.
Okay.
Come to see us. We've enjoyed our visit with you very much.
All right.
Okay.
We would like to have you visit
all
with us now.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. And you might say that music
so someone,
was
what? Leaving after visiting you.
Wonderful.
What might you say to him?
If it's even better than one.
Say, come.
Come back. Come back to see us. We would like to have you come back.
Okay. Would you ever say,
how would you
come
again? Oh, yes. Yes. That's one of the words.
Beautiful,
okay.
Fun.
Would you say that for me then?
Okay.
Come again.
And stuff that you might listen to in church would be called, say,
what would you say?
That would be the sermon. Okay, and choir.
What would you say to
your
friend when he says good morning to you? What would you say?
Good morning, sir.
At the choir and the organ.
And if you want to know about the health,
church
what
choir.
Would you ask him?
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
What does the organ play?
What do you say when you're introduced to a stranger?
A piano. Sometimes I have an organ and then a pipe organ.
Okay.
Both churches have pipe organs.
What do you think of what?
Okay, what do you say to someone on Christmas?
Well, most always play
greetings,
salutations, and all that kind of stuff. That's what Andrew H. Brown said, you know.
Please, the audience.
Okay. What else might you say to him?
That's what they want.
Say, Merry Christmas.
Do you like it?
And a Happy New Year.
Okay. Would you ever say Christmas gift?
Oh, yes. If you could beat him to the draw.
Beat him to the draw.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the choir and the organ provide good...
If you were around, you wanted to say something other than thank you.
What might be another name for the devil?
If you wanted to say something other
anything
than
else?
Thank you, you might say I'm much...
Much obliged.
Okay.
Well, all I've ever heard was good.
Thank you. If you went
devil.
To the store
well.
And... bought something.
The
storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
Okay. And then when you got home,
the devil's a hog.